Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. It has been suggested that within the context of a baptismal liturgy, when there's so much going on, that I need to be brief. Seems to be the theme of the day. Be brief. Be brief. It's one of those moments when, as we gather as God's people in this place, we recognize that we do something very important. We are all gathered here to worship. And as we worship and give thanks to Almighty God for the many blessings in our lives, there's a particular family that is especially celebrating a very wonderful and unique blessing. Claire, that's you. That's right. It's you. Note the unbridled enthusiasm. It's one of those moments when we as God's people recognize that there is something that's going to be happening that's very wonderful, that's very special. And believe it or not, it's happened to many of us. The act of baptism. Jesus gives us the example of being baptized in the River Jordan. It is an example for us to follow. And there is something that we do this day as God's people gathered in this place. We recognize that there is something that's going to happen in Claire's life. She is going to be given the opportunity to receive the blessing of God, and a covenant is going to be established with her that will last her for her entire life. And there are going to be signs and symbols that will be used that will give expression to that covenant. Water will be used. I've been assured by the Altar Guild it's warm water. Oil will be used to seal that covenant, that relationship with God. And all of that happens under the lit Paschal candle, which identifies for us the living presence of our Lord in our midst as a reality that we can claim as a statement of our faith. Then there's something else that's going to be happening in the liturgy. We are all going to be given the opportunity to reaffirm our own baptismal covenant. How many of you remember your own baptism? Okay. That's why it's important to renew your baptismal covenant and to recognize that within this place you have the opportunity to come forward and to remind yourself of that relationship with God by reaching in to the font and taking some of the water and reminding yourself with the sign of the cross who you are and whose you are. You are a child of God. Is that an identity that you've claimed for yourself in recent years? Weeks, months, moments? A child of God. One who is loved by God. One who is cared for by God. One who is supported and nurtured by God. There is, within the context of this service, another wonderful moment, and it is that moment when we recognize that our lives are changed and renewed by what we do when we gather together in worship. In fact, how many of you remember the words of the hymn that we just sang? Okay. So I'll remind you of the words that we just sang. Grant us, O God, the strength and courage to live the faith that our lips declare. Wow. You just sang that. The question is, did you mean it? Bless us in our baptismal calling. We all have been called. Claire will be called into a new relationship with God that will transform her life, that, as I remind you, it has transformed you, empowered you, each one of you in a very unique and special way to love and serve our Lord in your words and actions each day of your life. That's the reality of what it means to be a baptized follower of Jesus. So today, there's an opportunity for us to respond to the question, will we do all in our power to support and uphold Claire in her life of faith? The answer, just to remind you, is
we will.
Thank you. We will. And when you say those words, you need to mean them. Because you're not only saying them for Claire, you're saying them for each other. As you offer love, care, and support for each other as a parish family, as you step out in faith into the future, holding on to God's hand, trusting in God's leadership and guidance, not knowing what changes are in store, but knowing that they are going to be able to be reflective of God's love at work in this place. We have already invoked God's blessing on this house. We will invoke God's blessing in Claire's life. And we will celebrate the renewal of our commitment to love and to serve our Lord as we seek to follow Him in our own lives. The answer is as unique and individual as each one of us. But as God calls us to love and to serve Him, in this place we are empowered for that ministry to which we have been called. May that be true in your life and mine. Amen.